Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting second. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The catcher, Skip Jutza. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gil Rondon. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Gil Rondon. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is called out on strikes. One out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross, who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball towards right. Gross catches it and throws to home to double up Kingman. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gil Rondon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rondon strikes out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has Cabell trapped. There's the throw to Harrelson, who tags Cabell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Milan reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Gil Rondon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rondon is 0 for 1 in the game. Rondon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to third for the out. Metzger moves to second. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman bunts between the mound and first base. Rondon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koosman for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedeno moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Cedeno scores. One out. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 2 in the game. Jutza strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre bunts towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torre for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Mike Barlow now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Kingman moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Barlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman scores. Grote moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grote moves to third. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields the ball and throws to Barlow covering. Safe. Grote scores. Koosman moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Koosman moves to third. Unser moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Howe pinch hits for Mike Barlow. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grote. Metzger moves to second. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Milburn hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crane Pool. Watson reaches second base with a double. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Watson moves to third. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 3 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Watson scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Mets. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Greg Gross. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wilbur Howard now playing right field. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote strikes out. Jutza drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grote out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.